The supporters of the station you're listening to, they happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, this afternoon our guest is David Morgan, and so we're going to ask David to come with us. He's with the Silver Investor, and it's rather interesting things have happened with silver. Silver was well over $14 here just maybe a month and a half ago, and then suddenly it tanked out at the same time that the international financiers manipulated the price of gold and other precious metals down, and now silver is beginning to make some sort of a recovery, and I don't believe for one minute that what we're seeing in either the stock market or the commodity market is happening just by accident. I think it's all manipulated. Have you ever seen a situation where almost every stock on the stock exchange goes up all in the same day? I mean, you know, 90% of the stocks all go up, and, you know, that doesn't happen just by accident, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody is manipulating our perception. But behind that, of course, there are the market forces, and I think that eventually they will come forth because, at least it's my impression, that there is overall in the world a shortage of silver, and they're finding all sorts of new uses for it. They're putting it in washing machines because it really does help. They're putting it in certain types of plastic bags because it's an excellent bactericidal agent, and you don't need an awful lot of it. And I think there's going to be an increasing demand used in some of our television screens and elsewhere. And let's get David Morgan, though. You know, you hear me all the time. Hi, David. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stales, my pleasure to be with you again.
Well, why don't you give us your take on silver, the prospects for silver, what's happening in the silver market, the silver stores, and et cetera, et cetera. Go ahead.
Well, I think just to kind of reiterate a little bit what you said, I mean, silver's biocide properties have been known since the Middle Ages. In fact, in the Middle Ages, the nobility were not getting the plague because they were eating off of silver plates and using silver utensils. And that's just an anecdotal part of history. But now, in modern times, especially in the last 5 years, the largest growth area percentage-wise, now I'm not talking the actual amount of silver used, we're talking about the high growth rate industry, is actually medical applications for silver. And a washing machine isn't a medical application, but the reason that Samsung decided to use silver in their machine is that it kills bacteria better than any other element known to mankind. And on a high-end area, you can buy this washing machine, refrigerator as well, because of these properties that silver has. I predict and have, much earlier than today, in my reports, that you will see a day where silver is not only demanded in municipal water districts where the water is being sanitized by using silver rather than chlorine, which is basically, it certainly kills bacteria, but it also can kill people in large enough doses. You also see areas, for example, in public restrooms or any place where the public gathers, because what's happening, as anyone listening to your show knows, is that not only are some grave situations out there in the real world, but we're seeing more and more fear about germs, bacteria, SARS, avian flu, whether concocted or not, the fear is real. And because of that, people are seeking avenues that will protect them. Silver is one of the best agents that will do it in a very unharmful way. So you're going to see that as a main growth area. And you're going to see high-end homes starting, you know, right now and going forward will become more and more available. Well, you'll see like kitchen countertops that will have silver impregnated in them and on. So there's going to be a lot of applications in the biocide area for silver.
All right, well, you hang on there, David. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two at Radio Liberty. We're talking to David Morgan, and he's an expert on silver. So don't even think about changing that dial.
People that use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is David Morgan, and from the Silver Investor, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about silver, what's happening to the price, why it hasn't gone up a lot higher, how much do we have in the way of stores, what about the the tremendous demand for it? That we have a new exchange traded fund dealing with silver. So you pick up the story there, and I think this is a fascinating subject, and I think a lot of people could make a lot of money or lose a lot of money depending upon which way they were to go with silver. So you pick up the story there for us, David.
Okay, well, I think what I'd like to do is just kind of talk a little bit about the most recent article that I wrote dealing with silver from an investment or a speculative point of view. What I wrote about was, are you a silver speculator or are you a silver investor? And the gist of that article is that what I consider to be the best avenue for investment is silver bullion or silver coins, silver rounds, silver junk silver, silver bags. That is a true investment because that is the end product. It's fungible and it's something that's tangible and you should own it outright that you can touch. So that's the safest, most sane, and best way to invest in the silver market. Now, once that's accomplished, there are other avenues that you can take if you wish to, but they involve higher risk. The potential rewards are sometimes greater, but there are also higher risk involved. So I went on to explain this article that a lot of people that get involved in the precious metals market seem to look at like these mining equities and especially these cheaper or junior mining stocks as investments. And I pointed out this is actually speculation, rank speculation at best. I was asked to write the investing rules for silver in the global investing book that came out of the United Kingdom several years ago. And in that book, I put together They wanted 10 from everybody, everyone that wrote in their specialty area. And my number 7 was silver speculation is like cough syrup, good in small doses, but too much can make your portfolio sick. And what I tried to point out in that rule is that people must understand what speculation is. This is with capital that you can afford, risk capital that you can afford to lose. Most people consider silver speculation to either involve futures or futures options. And, of course, that is extremely high risk. Most people might view don't belong in that market, but certainly you can make a lot of money or lose a lot of money in that market. Again, I think it's for the professional only and certainly not within the means of most people. The problem is, and I've been blamed for this myself, is that somebody will take a cursory look at the silver market. Maybe they'll find my website, silver-investor.com, or maybe some of Ted Butler's work, or a commodities guy, or their commodities broker, or whatever, and they read up on silver, and they say, geez, this is a no-brainer. Silver has been in a supply-demand deficit for 16 straight years. The stockpile's been shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and really all I have to do is buy some silver, and I'm going to get rich. Well, if you buy physical silver and you hold it long enough, you may. But if you go into the futures market and you just put up the minimum amount of margin required, it'll probably take less than a week for the floor traders to take your money from you.
It takes that long, really.
I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. Believe me, experience speaks behind that statement.
Yes, I can. I can. I can always say, hear the tears. I know I've been there myself. And believe me, none of our listeners must. If you're going to play the commodity market, don't listen to our program. We don't want you.
So anyway, what happens then is, you know, a lot of people, I'm not trying to criticize anybody particularly. I wrote it in a very general way, but what has happened in my case from time to time is that rather than the person being responsible for their own actions, what they'll do is they'll either lash out at a writer like me or they'll see something's wrong. In other words, well, this market, you know, these fundamentals that these guys are touting cannot be accurate. I mean, obviously, if it was, I wouldn't have lost money. And again, the point would be if you bought and held and only bought what you could afford, then you'd probably be in good shape. But if you went on leverage, you probably may have to pay a heavy price for that. So that has taken a lot of money out of the silver market that unfortunately could have been used in physical, you know, physical demand that actually would have helped themselves and everybody else involved. But I don't control the markets. I'm a free market guy. I wish there were free markets. And to back you up somewhat, one of the large criticisms that comes across from time to time is, you know, market manipulation. And that's a subject all by itself, and we certainly should probably address that in this show.
Go right ahead.
Well, one area that people ask is, you know, is the market manipulated? I believe almost all the markets are, and it's fairly easy to prove if you study the subject. First of all, you have to look at what the actual facts are. And one of the main facts is that there's a working group on financial markets that was put together after the stock market crash of 1987. Now, this working group on financial markets consists of some New York banks, the Federal Reserve, the head of the stock exchange, the head of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. In other words, one of the most important influential power brokers in the paper money system is in the lead position of the working group on financial markets. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to just look at that obvious fact that's available to anybody that cares to look it up and say, geez, would this have some influence on a market? Of course it would have influence on a market. The way that the 1987 crash was turned around was by the loose use of leverage, what we've just been talking about. What an entity did, probably at the behest of the Federal Reserve, and I cannot prove that, so you'll have to either research it further, which I don't think anyone will be able to uncover it totally. But miraculously, there was a great deal of buying in the commodities pits for the S&P futures, and a great deal of leverage went into that market, a great deal of money went into that market, and all of a sudden the market stopped going down and started to move back up. And as it moved back up, even more buying pressure moved the market further up, and the 87 crash that did take place was averted from being even worse, and the market, you know, rebounded and moved merrily up. In fact, to be truthful, from that point, that was actually a very sharp low that if you were bullish on the stock, general stock market, and had bought on that crash and held, you would have done great from that point pretty much all the way through the Nasdaq peak in March of 2000. The other point that needs to be addressed, I think, and this is very simple, yet very few people seem to understand it, is what moves markets. You know, you read in the Wall Street Journal or Barron's or some financial writer that, you know, the interest rate's doing this, or that somebody had the bad report, or the GDP did this, and this moves the market. That may have some influence, but the actual truth of the matter is that buying and selling are what move markets. When there's more buying pressure, the market moves up. If it's a stock, if it's a commodity, if it's an automobile, if there's a lot of buying pressure on a new automobile, for example, the price will get bid up beyond the retail asking price because it's in such high demand. Same thing on the sell side. If everybody wants to get rid of their pickup truck tomorrow because gas prices are $5 a gallon, the bottom will drop out on automobiles or trucks that get poor mileage. That's what moves markets. So the reason that the Federal Reserve or this working group on financial markets, they don't want to just blame the Fed, I should spread it around because it's more than the Fed, can come in and buy at any time they feel that it is required, or they decide that they want to move a market. They do it in the currency, and it's blanket. They can move any market they wish. They can do it in the currency market, the commodities market, the stock market. They probably can do it through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in the housing market, in the mortgage market. So they have a great deal of power. Since what we're talking about isn't, you know, what I would consider to be real money, gold or silver, we're talking about some digital keyboard entry basis in a computer in a bank somewhere that can move the market, and they have entities that are sub-entities to themselves that are able to go in there and through offshore banks or onshore banks influence these markets. Obviously, these markets can be moved pretty much at will. Now, I do want to state for the record and be consistent that in the silver market and some others, but I believe silver is one of the prime ones, there could, and I believe will, come a day where no matter what any entity wishes to do with the price, the paper price, that the physical commodity will actually dictate the price at some point. And the reason I say that so emphatically is because you cannot manufacture paper into silver. In other words, the alchemist doesn't work. You've got to actually have the real metal. So when the metal starts getting to a defined shortage, and I believe we're getting very close to that point, users of the metal that have to have it to maintain their businesses, such as Honda Motors, General Motors, Dow Chemical, DuPont, Lockheed Martin, and on, all of these entities that require silver or they're out of business, will go into their supplier and find out that silver deliveries are not, you know, 3 weeks out like they normally are. They're going to need 6 weeks lead time. Once that gets back to the company, what they'll do is they will order more so that they don't run out. Once that takes place, then that will take more physical off of the market. So let's say, for an example, that a large auto manufacturer finds out that their lead time for physical silver is taking longer than normal. So they stock up, they double their normal order. Well, once that takes more physical off the market and DuPont comes to the market and says, you know, we need our silver, and they find out that the lead time is now, instead of 3 weeks, 7 weeks, they're going to do the same thing, and that will shrink the supply even more and more. So you see where we could get into sort of a feeding frenzy, and coming back to what I said earlier about buying and selling actually moving the market, you could see where if any of these companies decided to double their amount of physical over what they normally do, that would tend to push the price higher and higher. And these companies would be willing to pay almost any price for silver, and I don't say that with my tongue in my cheek. I seriously mean that, because when you're producing an automobile that costs on the retail market something like $30,000 per unit, and you're only putting maybe $5 to $10 worth of silver into that automobile, if you think you're going to stop producing an automobile if silver costs $100 an ounce, give me a break. There's not a chance on earth that that would happen. So they'll go in and they'll buy whatever they need at whatever price is required to keep that assembly line moving. And that's what's called price inelasticity by economists. That means that no matter what the price is, the manufacturing process is going to press on no matter what.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with David Morgan here on the Genesis program here for Radio Liberty.
Do you know that the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lay's Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is David Morgan. We're talking about, you know, what's happening to silver. Now, I remember back in 1965 when we went off the silver standard, the government had about $1 billion worth of silver that it dumped on, billion ounces worth of silver it dumped on the market, and they've kept the price down, silver down, now for, 31 years. But the difficulty is that the world supplies of silver are running out. How much silver do we know of that's actually available for delivery?
Well, that's an unknown, but the two best silver studies in the world come out of two different locations. One comes from Goldfield Mineral Services in London, and the other one comes out of New York, right off of Wall Street, the CPM Group. And basically both those studies really can only show you their best, you know, analysis based on their sources. I have very good sources as well. But what we do know is that the COMEX itself has about 100 million ounces. In fact, interestingly that you asked this question, the COMEX actually just went under 100 million ounces of silver today. It's just at 99 and some change. Additional to that, the silver ETF was started at the end of April this year. And from that point, in just a few short months, they've already brought in 91 million ounces of silver. So there are different classifications of silver. I'm not trying to say that, you know, silver isn't silver or anything funny, but I'm trying to do is maintain the fact that silver bullion is a unique classification of silver. And for something to be COMEX grade or deliverable silver to industry, like we're just speaking about, it has to be refined 999 fine, 3/9 fine at a minimum, and it also has to be in 1,000-ounce bars. And so that type of silver, what's good for industry, is at a very, very low supply right now. One of the best studies in the world claims that there's probably less than 400 million ounces of that form of silver right now in today's market, whereas, as you said, Dr. Stan, just a couple of decades ago, there was well over a billion ounces worth in that form. So, in fact, more like 1.5 billion ounces in that form. So now,
how much are they using a year? Do we have any idea?
We do. It's varied from about 1994 through 1999. We were using more than 100 million ounces a year. And since from about 2000 to current, we've been using less than 100 million ounces a year, somewhere between roughly 50 to 60 million ounces a year. And, of course, that begs the question, well, geez, why did it go down? And the answer is that, one, there's been more mining the last few years. There's been a commodity, you know, boom going on since about the year 2000, and a lot of these mines do take time to put on board. But they are on board now. In fact, last year, 2005, it was estimated an increase of about 25 million ounces more silver was made available in the market just through base metal mining, just because of more copper, lead, zinc mining. You got more silver as a byproduct. You also had primary silver mines that came on board that weren't available a few years previous that are mining more silver than they have in the past. So you have had increased mining. You've also had areas that they probably use less silver in. I really can't name any because I'm not sure I buy that argument. But there certainly it is a possibility.
Well, they keep talking about photography. And has the digital photography really changed consumption of silver?
Yes and no. And I don't want to talk about both sides of my mouth, so I have to explain it. The digital photography argument is one that has to be explained. First of all, is digital photography lessening the demand for silver? And the answer is yes. And in fact, it's actually lessened it at a greater rate than what the Silver Institute indicated it would, and a greater rate than what I felt it would. However, it's a zero-sum game, essentially, because a color photograph, once it's processed, all the silver that's used comes back into the solution. So let's just redefine that a little bit so it's more clear. When you buy a roll of color film, it has silver on the film itself. But once you take your photographs, you take it to the drugstore and you get it processed, the minuscule amount of silver that is in that film comes back out into solution and it's recycled. So all of the silver, photography silver, almost all of it, is recycled again and again and again. So what's happening is simply this. Since there's less and less standard silver halide processing taking place, and that's true, there's also less recycled silver year after year. So if you take that to the end where, as an extreme case, and this will never happen, I doubt it would ever happen, but as an extreme case, you said there's never going to be any more silver halide processing, only digital. Basically, what you would do is you dry up the silver scrap market or the silver recycling market because there wouldn't be any to recycle.
Okay, fine. That's a good explanation. Anyway, so basically, it's not that we're consuming less silver now. It's just that they're producing more, so we're going behind at a slower rate. Would that be fair?
And that's exactly right. And
hold that thought. We'll be right back with David Morgan.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is David Morgan. David, would you like to get your website out, telephone number, anything about your newsletter?
Sure. The website is silver-investor.com. That's silver-investor.com. And the phone number here is 509-464-1651. And for general email inquiries, you can reach us at silverguru22@hotmail.com. That's silverguru22, all one word, at hotmail.com.
And we give you a telephone number one more time.
Certainly. It's 509-464-1651.
All right, fine. Well, right now, of course, silver's around, what, 1120, 1130, somewhere in there. Do you anticipate it's going to stay there for a while? Do you think it's going to go up, down, sideways? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think one of the greatest stock market gurus of all time was asked a question like that, and he said it will fluctuate.
That's a beautiful reply.
So I will have to answer that. But what I've written here recently is I think we're getting a lot of pressure on the metals right now because of the uncertainty in the markets, certainly because of what's going on in the Middle East and with this Israeli-Lebanon conflict that seems to be escalating, what's going on with Iraq and Iran and on and on and on. There's a lot of uncertainty in the market, and uncertainty is very good for the precious metals, both gold and silver, so there is some upward pressure. In fact, coming back to how you opened the show, I mean, basically with the amount of upward pressure and uncertainty in the markets, you would really expect gold and silver to be far higher today than they actually are. But that's at least my interpretation on the political tensions. I believe over the long term that both gold and silver will go substantially higher in paper terms from where they are right now. On a very short-term basis, we may see these markets held back for another month or two or perhaps longer, but this is a good buying opportunity for somebody that already has a position that wishes to add to it, or somebody that's new that's just waking up to the paper money story and realizing what's really real and what really isn't, wanting to live in reality rather than the fiction, wanting to live in what was really truthful and what is, you know, perception. If they really have come on board or are just starting to find out, I highly suggest that you start buying some silver, get comfortable with a dealer, and start taking physical possession. It's a very simple thing to do. It's easier to actually buy gold or silver than it is to buy a stock or a commodity, something that you have to give all kinds of information. Buying a silver coin or a gold coin from a coin dealer is a very simple thing to do.
Well, now, what's the what is the stock exchange symbol for the silver exchange trade fund?
It's SLV, and as we talked about earlier, it was started in late April of this year. It's already acquired about 91 million ounces. And what's very interesting about this is what I put in my report a few months ago. If you read the prospectus, and that's available on the website. The website, by the way, there's a link from my site, but you can just find it by typing Silver Trust or SLV into Google. What you find in that prospectus is that the London Bullion Market custodian, or the custodian for the iShares of the Silver Trust is J.P. Morgan London Branch. And they have committed to holding $1 billion worth of silver. And that is where we're at right now. Right now, the total assets in the silver ETF is $1.036 billion worth of silver. And, of course, that varies day to day based on the fluctuation in the silver price. But what that prospectus says is that Barclays or that J.P. Morgan will only be responsible as a custodian for that amount of silver. And after that, anyone that wants to go above and beyond that $1 billion worth is welcome to do so. They'll just have to find a new custodian. What's so interesting about that statement is from the time that we hit $1 billion in value, which happened to be the 7th of July, roughly 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, till now, basically no new silver has come into that silver ETF. And I watch it daily. I'm waiting to see if any more silver comes in. Nothing has been said, at least not in the public domain, regarding another custodian stepping up to the plate and being willing to take on physical silver and hold it for the silver ETF. So this is a very interesting subset that most people are not aware of at all unless they subscribe to my report. I think maybe one other person wrote about it in another newsletter. Probably got it from mine, but I don't know. That's fine if they did. But it's an open situation, you know. I mean, if you read the prospectus, it's right there in black and white. But it's a very interesting thing, so it kind of begs a couple questions, and probably one I can't think of. One, is it because of vault space? Possibly that $1 billion worth of silver is about all this vault that J.P. Morgan London Division has available. That's a possibility. The other one I think that's more likely is that they know that there's basically about 90 million ounces of silver in London, and that's where we're at right now. That, in my view, is a more likely one. And as I said again, there's another possibility that I may not have thought of that also is in their thinking that they obviously don't put into prospectus. All they're saying is that they were not going to be responsible for any more than $1 billion worth of silver. So very interesting times. We're between the silver ETF and the COMEX and even the TOCOM, the futures market in Tokyo. We have roughly 200 million ounces of silver that we can see, that's at least reported to be in those three locations. How much silver bullion is above and beyond that, we really don't know, but probably very little, and most of that's probably in very strong hands. So we're at a juncture right now where I believe we're going to see the silver price have all kinds of pressures moving up. It doesn't mean that the paper market won't come in and try to control the price or manipulate the price or, as Ted Butler likes to say, manage the price. And that will take place from time to time, but there will be a tipping point, in my view, at some point, and I don't think we're too far away, where the physical supplies I explained earlier that's demanded by industry is going to take hold, and you're going to see the price take off. I believe when that happens and the investment community wakes up to that fact, the investors will pile into the silver market. The reason I expect that is, one, the communications on the Internet are so great right now that these type of situations can be communicated very rapidly on a worldwide basis. Secondly, that a lot of people are already into the stock market and they'll buy these underlying mining equities because they're easy to do with the click of a mouse. And lastly, based on historical evidence, what we saw last time that gold exploded was a lot of the little guy was left behind because they couldn't afford gold when it was going up $500, $600, $7 the ounce back in late 79, early 1980. So what they did is they got the next best thing, which happened to be silver. And I believe that will happen again because you're going to see, once I think gold gets above about the $1,000 an ounce level, and I believe strongly that it will in the not too distant future, there'll be a lot of second thinking by new investors whether they really want to spend $1,000 per coin or whether they rather buy silver since it's only, I'm going to make up a price but give the correct idea, it's only $15 or $20 a coin. So I think you'll see a lot of emphasis in the silver market going forward.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly been very interested that the Union Bank of Switzerland has been saying they think silver is going to go up. They're certainly a major player in this, aren't they?
Well, they are now, and they probably have been in the past. I mean, yes, UBS put out a nice article on silver, a large one. I read most of it. I haven't finished it yet. More and more are coming on. What's so interesting about silver versus gold, and I like gold, is that the investment mentality between the two metals is so vastly different. In gold, basically, all the demand is investment demand. Now, when you're buying a ring or a necklace or a charm bracelet for your sweetheart or your wife or your girlfriend, you really don't think of that as investment demand. And in a way, it's not. But basically, you know, the bottom line of it essentially is. In other words, you're either buying gold as money, as gold coin or gold brick or gold bar, or you're buying gold jewelry. Where silver, most of it, certainly there's silver jewelry that has a fair demand on it, but there's not that much in the way of silver investment demand, pure investment demand, meaning silver coinage or silver bars. Certainly there's some. Gold, you're looking at primarily that's the main buying in the market, whereas in silver it's mostly industrial driven, photography and electronics, catalysts, and all the other uses that silver is used for. Because the demand for silver as an investment is low, but growing and has been growing the last couple of years, once you see a shift in that, which is taking place now, obviously with the silver ETF, now with Union Bank coming out saying, you know, silver is a decent investment, we're looking long term, you will see more and more pressure. What is interesting is that some central banks still hold gold as an asset. There aren't really any central banks worldwide that hold silver as an asset. If there were, then the silver price right now would be much, much higher. But central banks that did hold silver have basically gotten rid of it, like the United States. And the little minuscule amount that's held by the bank, the governmental-run bank in India, it's got a very pitiful amount of silver left, and it's really not 999 fine, doesn't really meet COMEX-grade qualifications. It's really not a factor anymore, although they could sell it, and they have been. Also, China has some and had been selling in the market fairly strongly up until the last couple of years. So there's really not much of an overhang or an oversupply in silver like there is in the gold market.
Well, now, certainly are some people beginning to stock up on it, thinking it may very well, the price may go up, and they want to get it now because they're going to need it in the future for industrial purposes.
Well, I haven't seen that manifest yet. What I outlined, I haven't seen it. Now, no one really, I mean, I do have great sources, but I'm not that tight with the silver users who would be the primary group that would be reporting that type of thing. Although I do get their newsletter and read it, they're very vague about that type of thing. But it will manifest because you'll see basically the dealer community, which I'm very close to, on a worldwide basis really, will start reporting back to me and others that, you know, they're getting larger demands on the silver that, you know, that they have in inventory. And once that takes place, as I said earlier, I think it'll be a catalyst. I think once, as I said, for example, DuPont starts to double their order, then Ford Motor does the same thing and on, I think you're going to see a very large movement in the price. And a way to verify that, again, coming back to the futures market, not to play the futures market, but to watch the futures market would be to watch for what's called backwardation. And backwardation is just a fancy word that's very simple to understand. What it means is that the physical commodity is absolutely required, and it's required right now. So what happens is the spot or the cash month for any commodity, could be corn, for example, but we're talking about silver, is that I need real silver right now, and I'll pay the price. So for an example, let's say silver on the spot month goes to 15, but 3 months from now it's still selling at 13. What that's telling you in black and white is that real silver is costing more than something that isn't promised to come to fruition for two more months. And that is a sure sign that there's a tight supply or a hard demand on the physical commodity. I expect to see that in the silver market again and again and again going forward. What I think may happen, and I'm pretty certain will happen, is that you'll see a situation where you get into backwardation, and instead of being a 2 or 3 day phenomena like it normally is, and the amount of physical that's required comes on the market pretty quickly, and then the market goes back into contango, which means it goes back into the normal trading, which is that the front month is less expensive and all the back months cost more and more based on the interest rate of the T-bills, that takes place normally after about 3 days or so. If you saw the backwardation hold and stay in place for, say, 5 to 10 days in a row, that would be a very clear indication that there's basically, in my view, a shortage of silver, that the industrial demands on it are so great they're willing to pay any price, and basically they're having a very difficult time finding it. That's what I expect to see. I don't know exactly when, but I do expect to see that probably within the next year, two at the most, in my view.
What do you think about Silver Standard as a stock?
Well, Silver Standard is one of our favorites from the get-go. I mean, I had so few people follow my work in the beginning. We actually had Silver Standard was around $2 a share. One a very astute money manager that I'm friends with now asked me about the company, and we put our recommendation out. It was a $2.50 a share on a private placement that he was able to put into for his clients, and the warrant was at $3. And 30 days later, that stock was at $7.50. So here's a guy that put in millions of dollars into that company, and 30 days later, he basically had just about tripled his money, counting the warrants, which he didn't exercise exactly at the time, but he did later on. So it's one of the stalwarts as far as I'm concerned. I think if you're just going to buy, I hate to say buy one stock, I really think you should diversify, but if you don't know anything about silver stocks, that would be one that I think would be one that you should certainly take a look at. Certainly it's, you know, in the $20 range U.S. now. It's not like buying it at $2. But I believe before this bull market's over, that'll probably be a $100 stock. Now, it may not be $100 in terms of it's, you know, trading at $100 because it'll probably split, meaning that, and it may not, but I believe it probably will. So you may have it at, you know, $20 4 years hence, but it's split 2 or 3 times. So I think it's one of those that you should probably buy and hold on through all the dips and just let it continue to grow for you.
What about something like Heckler or like Coeur d'Alene?
Well, both those are pretty well-known stocks. They're both on the New York Stock Exchange. We had Heckler on our list. It was 50 cents. It's already been up to $5. So it could have made 10 times on your money in that one as well. Their balance sheet has cleared up quite a bit. They've got a bit of a political problem having a mine in Venezuela. But overall, I like the company a great deal. The problem with Heckler & Coeur is not fundamentally anything with their companies. The problem is that most of the trading that goes on is just that trading. Those stocks move quite a bit. They're not as geared for long-term buy and hold investors, although you could, but they trade millions of shares every day on the New York Stock Exchange. There's a lot of professionals that get in and out of those stocks all the time. So as long as you're aware of that, certainly you could take a hard look at them. Between the two, I think Heckler's probably got a better situation currently than Coeur d'Alene, although they both, as I say, are fairly well followed by institutions and private investors as well. Certainly they're liquid. I mean, if you get, you know, you can certainly buy and sell them anytime you want without any problem whatsoever.
All right, fine. Well, we're just about out of time. Why don't you get your telephone number out one more time? And, oh, the one thing I did want to ask, for the unsophisticated person out there, you know, should they just simply buy the silver round? Should they go into the exchange-traded fund? Or should they just diversify?
Well, first of all, the phone number again is 509-464-1651. Again, that's 509-464-1651. I think the best place, if I've been very consistent about this, is the best place to start is with physical metal. I mean, you should really get familiar with holding, you know, silver in your hand, get to know what it looks like, feels like. And once you've secured what I consider a core position in physical metal, once that's established, then you should look at these higher risk, higher reward situations. And the next one up in the list is in my article that I just wrote, which you can get off almost any of the gold sites. It's on my site as well. A silver speculator, a silver investor, and that is to look at top-tier, cash-rich, unhedged mining companies that actually produce the product. Because of that, you can actually do some financial analysis about the company, like Coeur d'Alene, as you mentioned. I mean, you can look in there and see that Coeur still is reporting a loss. Now, they're mining silver and gold, but they're still reporting a loss, so it's not a profitable company yet. This year, it certainly should be. But you can at least do some analysis on those type of companies and make a sound investment decision.
Hey, we're out of time. David, thank you so very much for being with us, and I look forward to having you back again before long. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and if this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes and or CDs. And, of course, you'll get our new monthly newsletter. And that's really the foundation which really keeps us going on about 60 different outlets every single week. We've got to reach the American people as fast as we can. Now, if you want to understand what's going on financially, you need to get my video. It's called Financial Tsunami. It's available either for video or DVD. And then, of course, you can get the syllabus that goes with that. If you get the two of them together, you get it at a decreased price. We actually have the book Creature from Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve conspiracy, and fiat money inflation in France, as well as Professor Sutton's books, Gold for Survival and Gold for Investment. So that is the my DVD and or video financial summary, the syllabus by that title, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve Conspiracy, the Fiat Money Inflation in France book, just a tiny little book, but it's so important, and finally Professor Sutton's books, there were two of them. One was Gold for Investment, and the other was Gold for Survival. All available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Then if you really want to understand what's behind everything, who it is who really controls the wealth of the world, well, you really should get the DVD or video. It's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And it takes you into the background of what's really going on behind the scenes and who the people are who really run the world. And it must be pretty good because both the History Channel and National Geographic have recently put out new programs, 2-hour programs, to try to counter what the Chris Printo, our good friend Chris, did in The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. They can't let the American people know about the secret organizations working behind the scenes. And we're talking about, frankly, Luciferian organizations, people who actually worship Lucifer. Sounds incredible, but, well, you certainly would want to see those videos. And you really need to get my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. They're only $9.95 for 3 pamphlets, each one about 40 pages. It's my newsletters and those that Dr. Dennis Cuddy has written, but that is the occult hierarchy. You really need to get it. You need to study it. You need to read it again. Then we have a pamphlet. It's only $3.95 on the history of money. The history of money. In fact, you should get all of our pamphlets. We got a 3 pamphlet set on 911 Foreknowledge. It's Foreknowledge 911. And these are just compilations of our newsletters, and I keep them right here beside me so I can see them all the time. We got one on genetic engineering. And you, of course, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, you can go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to get a free catalog, of course, we'll send it along with the newsletter. And then, of course, as you know, we are carrying health products you need to lay in a good supply of vitamins and minerals and the antioxidants and magnesium and selenium and all of these things, the fish oils. You need to have a good supply on hand because we don't know what's going to happen in the Near East. We don't know what's going to happen in the Middle East, but there is an Armageddon script. It's been written, and of course, everything is on a timetable, and it would appear that we're moving rapidly towards a climax in history, and whether America will survive, we don't know, but I hope that God's people will supply at least a remnant who are aware of the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, and we're told in Revelation 6:8 that the time will come, and I look, and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world with a sword, and with famine, and with pestilence. And of course, remember Barbara Hubbard's remark. One of the wealthiest women in the world, writing in her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, if you want the pages, we'll send them to you. She said, that's not your job, my dear, to kill all those people. That's ours, because we are the riders in the pale horse, death.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And today our guest is Sam Antonio. Now, that's not Sam Antonio. It's Sam Antonio. And Sam is a coordinator for the Bird Society. And he's written a great deal on the immigration issue. His parents were immigrants to this country. He's a first-generation American. He is concerned, I think, as everybody who has come to this country legally is concerned about the immigration explosion, the massive invasion that is designed to destroy this country. And we take in more legal immigrants than all the rest of the world put together. Nobody else takes in many immigrants, and we take in more than all the rest of the world put together. And then we have the illegal ones coming in on top of that, probably another 20 million. And we have actually increased our population, predominantly illegal immigrants, by 106 million since 1965. In other words, back in 1965, we were about, 150, almost, a little less than 200 million, and now we're 300 million. This didn't happen by accident. It has been done intentionally to undermine and destroy the fabric of our society, because no society can stand to have mixed cultures and mixed languages. And there's a conscious, organized effort on the part of our own government to encourage a bicultural, bilingual society aimed at so they can play one group against the other. Sam, thank you very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure to be on your radio program.
All right, fine. Are you on a regular hardline phone?
I am on my cell phone here.
You don't have a regular hardline, do you, that you get on? Because it's a little gravelly.
Okay, we can switch over the hardline.
I'll appreciate that. Do we have to call you back, or what do we do?
You probably have to.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll have my producer pick up the program. So you just hang on there. But basically, Sam is an excellent, excellent guest. And so we want you to hear what he has to say. There is an organized effort to use immigration to undermine the fabric of our society. And those of you who have not yet read my May newsletter, if you'd like a free copy, we'll be glad to send it to you. And the newsletter basically goes into the background of, what's happened in other countries where they have people who speak different languages, what's happened in Canada as they've been able to actually play one group against another, what's happened in France where they have separate languages, what's happened in Spain where they have separate cultures, what is happening in Lebanon today where they have, of course, a Muslim group and a Christian group. The country's about half Christian, about half Muslim. And the great tragedy is, they are intentionally doing the same thing here in America. Sam, let's see how that is.
I'm back. Hopefully this worked out better.
Oh, that's ever so much better.
Great.
So tell us, our listeners, a little bit about why you're concerned about immigration.
I am very concerned, Dr. Stan, because I was born and raised in an immigrant household. My parents immigrated to this wonderful country from the Philippines. And when my parents, in particular my dad, came here, he came through the legal channels. And he came here when the federal government had oversight to that immigration. Just a little background, when my dad immigrated here, he was part of the three waves of immigration that came from the Philippines. The first wave were immigrant workers, or people who came from the Philippines to work on the farm here in the United States. The second was young men who joined the U.S. Navy. There was a law back then that Filipino nationals were allowed to join the U.S. Navy and gain citizenship.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. That's Radio Liberty. Let's just see if Sam's line is any better. Okay, Sam, I guess we got rid of the hum. Are you there, Sam?
I'm here.
Okay, very good. Go right ahead. And so you were basically talking about, you know, how you felt that many of the people who are coming here illegally really don't want to integrate into America. In fact, you know, one of the most shocking things, I know you live in San Diego, but for me to go to Los Angeles and find this is no longer an American city, the majority of the people there are foreign-born.
That is correct. And we're seeing more and more of that in other major metropolitan cities. And I think where the American public literally had a wake-up call, Dr. Stan, were the riots in the streets that we've seen earlier this year. You know, it's pretty evident as to back up what some of the claims I just made earlier in your show about how immigrants have come here and they don't want to be citizens. We saw from these so-called rallies that came together just in a spurious notion, we saw them burning American flags, or holding the American flag upside down, saying vicious things about Americans. And if you want to immigrate to this country and be part of it, I mean, you're not showing loyalty, you're not showing respect for our laws when you do things of this nature, because to them, this is not America. And I'm speaking in particular like some of the groups that we saw protesting the streets of Los Angeles and in Phoenix and in San Diego, radical groups that were funded by groups like La Raza and Mecha and Maldef. They believe that, first of all, this is not America, that this is basically their country, meaning an extension of Mexico, that the border crossed over to them, and that basically this is Mexico, this is their country, and that they're just simply reclaiming it, and they're not illegal.
And I think this goes back to the Treaty of Hidalgo-Guevara, something back in the 1800s, 1840s, when the United States bought this land north of the border from Mexico. We actually paid them for it, so it would become part of the United States, and they were very happy to sell it. But now these people are saying, oh, no, no, it's our land, it's Aztlán, it's the Aztecs' land. The Aztecs never were up here. They're being manipulated. They're being lied to there in their schools, but then we're being lied in our schools. But the children are being taught that, and the immigrants coming here are taught they have a right to take this by force. And you saw, you know, 500,000 people demonstrating peacefully in Los Angeles there on May 1st, the Communist Day, that where the communists all over the world celebrate, you know, the victory, ultimate victory of the revolution. Those demonstrations were organized all over the United States by members of the Communist Party, being financed by our great tax-exempt foundations and our own government, because what most people don't understand is communism, since its inception, both in Russia and here in the United States, has been funded by people of great wealth who wanted a controlled opposition. And so many communists aren't really smart enough to realize that they're being funded and by the very people that they think they're opposing. So right now, of course, they're bringing in the immigrants in a conscious effort to basically create conflict in our country so they can play one group against the other. And out of the chaos that's coming will come the uniting, first of all, with America, with Mexico and Canada, and then the New World Order. So pick up the story there, Sam.
Oh, it is. You know, it's a classic tale again of the Communist Party. And, you know, most people, when you talk about that, Dr. Stan, they want to laugh at you or they just look at you in a strange glaze saying, well, there are no more communists in the world today. Let me tell you, they are alive and well. We saw in the streets, and they were protesting here early this year. You mentioned the communist influence. And we did an extensive article in our magazine, The New American, and Bill Jasper talked about how the Workers' World Party was so heavily involved in these protests in the streets. But more importantly, some of the leaders in the Workers' World Party were part of a group called the Answer Coalition. That stands for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. And again, the leaders of that coalition are leaders in the Workers' World Party, and they were the ones organizing physically on the street the people that you saw in Los Angeles and Phoenix and San Diego and all over the country there. They had their hands in there. And just like you said, the reason why they're doing that, because one common tactic is always divide and conquer the population. And what greater way to do it than along race? Because it's such a polarizing issue when you bring that in into the debate there. And they love to do that.
And, of course, anybody who thinks these were just spontaneous demonstrations when some fellow named Juan called some fellow named Philip, you know, and said, hey, Juan, we're going to have this, we're going to have a demonstration here on May 1st. Take off a day off of your work, and we're just going to have a demonstration. And why don't you bring, you know, somebody else, maybe one of your Mexican neighbors? No, this was all carefully planned. It takes a lot of planning, a lot of effort to get out of 500,000 people in, you know, in Los Angeles, and about 500,000 in Chicago, and I don't know, what was it, 300,000 in Phoenix, something like that?
About 200,000
in Phoenix. And so they know exactly what they're doing. They do this with the full support of some of the people at the highest levels of our government who are actually funding, you know, Maldave and La Raza and all of these radical groups that are supporting people who are breaking our laws. Why would our government support people who are breaking our laws? Well, for the same reason, we haven't enforced the laws on our border. We haven't stopped the catch-and-release program. We haven't gone after people, you know, who are knowingly hiring illegal aliens for 5 years. And now, just before the election, when, of course, the administration's afraid that they're going to lose Congress, suddenly they're posturing and, oh, we're really going to do something. We're going to send, you know, some National Guardsmen down to the border, and they're really going to take care of it. And I'm sure the people in Mexico are doing everything they can to help George Bush maintain a Republican Congress. And so they maybe even have cut back somewhat on the illegal immigration. But it's all show. The National Guard isn't stopping anybody. They don't have any weapons. They can't interdict anybody. What do you think of what's going on there, Sam?
What? Dr. Stan, we can build a bigger wall at the border. You know, I live here in San Diego, one of the biggest border cities here in the country. Over here at the Port of San Isidro, the largest port crossing in the world. Now, we can build bigger walls, we can hire more Border Patrol, but if we do not have the political will back in Washington, D.C. to back up our men and women who do serve in the Border Patrol, who do serve in the Customs, which is all now part of the Department of Homeland Security, you know, it's basically just a vicious cycle. George Bush, 5 years ago, declared that he was going to hire 2,000 agents per year. And that was 5 years ago. That was, if he held true to his promise, we should have 10,000 new agents manning our borders, and we don't have that. You know, all we have is a very, very small force down there, and forcing a large border to the south of Mexico, and even a larger border north of us than Canada, which we don't have as big of an issue with Mexico, but is going to be in the near future. You know, we've seen that since 9/11, Dr. Stan. You know, we have such a porous border, and the fact that you take into account now terrorists are coming over, and especially through our northern and southern borders, we have to take this into account. And that's why for many years, Dr. Stan, immigration, if you were to talk to the American public, would be very low on the polling of Americans in regards to concerns, somewhere between 5 or 6%. Now, you poll Americans now, immigration has jumped right to the top of the issue that people are concerned about, especially this upcoming election, because now they make the connection of security. Now they see the connection that they do not see Washington, D.C., helping to protect the border. Even though they talk a good game, they've seen in action what they've enacted, which is about zero. And they realize that our livelihood, not just for our own security, but our livelihood, meaning our own culture and our customs, are under attack right now. And the American public are looking for answers. And hopefully, you know, groups like myself and groups like the John Birch Society can provide that. But this is going to be a very, very huge issue in the upcoming election here, because now it's an issue that hits home with a lot of Americans. And again, immigration, you talk to most Americans, they came to this country, they came with the legal channels, but now they're seeing the new waves of immigrants who are coming here who are not going through the legal channels, but in fact, you know, spitting on those laws and coming here disregarding our laws and disregarding our culture and our customs. That's making a lot of people angry.
All right, fine. Okay, there we go. We just go right ahead. I think a lot of people are angry, but they don't understand. They have manipulated us. They brought this into focus only recently as an issue. I mean, in other words, before our attention was focused on Afghanistan, our attention was focused on Iraq. And nobody ever asked if there's really a war on terrorism. We're really being threatened by the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's got agents all over the world and unlimited funds, and he's a billionaire. Why aren't we guarding our border? And why do they have the catch-and-release program? Would you mind explaining to our listeners what the catch-and-release program is? The official program of the men who are guarding our borders, not that they want to catch and release, but they're forced to catch and release by the people in Washington, D.C. who do not want to stop illegal immigration. What's catch and release?
Well, let me explain that, Dr. Stan. It's interesting that you bring that up. I had the great benefit, along with Bill Jasper, senior editor of the New American Magazine, to go down and interview a gentleman by the name of Jim Hines. He is the port commissioner down in San Ysidro. He overlooks that whole port that's open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Over 40 million people come to that port every year. We sat down, we interviewed him, and of course we brought up the issue about catch and release. He said when they catch someone coming across, all they can do is basically document them, put them in the computer, and bring them across the border. Because, number one, they don't have the facilities down there. They have no detaining facilities to hold someone back down there. And number two is the directive of Washington not to keep them there, but to bring them back over to Mexico where they can start all over again. And so we asked them, well, when does this become a serious issue? When do you actually take legal action to someone that's breaking our laws, especially our federal laws? Well, he said after a couple of times when they come across, and I asked him, well, how many times is a couple of times? He said, well, maybe 15, 20 times. They actually will take this person into custody and actually bring him into prison here in San Diego, where they actually will prosecute him.
And, of course, 15 or 20 times, you know, the chances are that he's not going to get caught. He's going to get into this country. You know, ordinarily, we only catch maybe one in four of the people who are trying to get across.
Yes.
So the chances are that we're going to catch him 19 times is pretty small. You have a lot better chance of winning that lottery than you have of getting caught, you know, and anything being done to you if you come into our country illegally. And that's official U.S. policy, isn't it?
That is the policy. Policy number one, and number two, they don't have the facilities nor the manpower to detain these individuals. Now, so even physically, they can't even keep these individuals, even if they try, and that the port down there in San Ysidro is not meant for that.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I would ask Sam about the terrorists coming across the border. And really, do they find that some of the people who are coming into this country across the border are actually coming from terrorist countries or countries that support terrorism, Muslim countries? And then what about the people who are coming in legally and they're overstaying their visas? In other words, every other country, if you go into that country and you overstay their visa, they arrest you and they put you in prison. Do we do that here?
No, we don't. No, you're correct. Most of the terrorists that we saw on 9/11 came here through student visas, and they came here through the legal channels, but, of course, there was no oversight. in regards to when they overextended those visas. We found that when these terrorists stayed here, they were taking out anywhere from 15, 20, or 30 driver's licenses or state IDs. And it just shows you that our state and federal agencies were not, first of all, looking for these types of terrorists, but number two, there was no oversight. And that could be attributable to a couple of things. Maybe they just weren't paying attention. You know, they could have been incompetent. They're undermanned. But we know why that's happened, because it's been a design for many, many years to push our government toward a globalist scheme, to push forth for more global government, as you mentioned, to create the chaos, and have that chaos create more government.
Let me just make an aside. I don't know how many of our listeners saw Alex Jones' 9/11 seminar that he was shown last evening. I guess it was shown Saturday afternoon. It's going to be shown again today on C-SPAN. If you have a chance to read it, pardon me, to watch it, please do. That's the Alex Jones program on C-SPAN. And, of course, there, of course, Alex Jones talks about the fact that, you know, that three of the terrorists were actually attending the Monterey Language School. He had actually talked to the lieutenant colonel who was in charge of the language school, Monterey Language School, right across the bay from where I live, after he had come out forward and said, this is a government program, this whole bombing of 911. Three of those people, at least, you know, I know, and when Alex talked to him, he said, look, three of those people were attending the language school here. Three of those so-called terrorists, another three actually were had been living in Pensacola and training to fly at Pensacola. How could that possibly be? Not only that, but six of them are alive and well. These are the hijackers who were all killed on 9/11. And if you have a chance, it's on C-SPAN today. Be sure to see the Alex Jones. It's either today or tomorrow. The C-SPAN presentation of Alex Jones' 911 seminar. I'm sorry to digress a little, but I think it is so important that all these people that supposedly there who were died that day, but six of them are still alive and well. How could that be? Go ahead and pick up the story.
This is incredible. You know, one thing I want to point out, Dr. Stan, is that the story that we're telling your listening audience and to the American public, they may say, well, you know, we need some solid evidence what's going on here. I've been speaking about the free trade area of the Americas and the Security Partnership and Prosperity Plan with many, many people. And I tell them, don't take our word for it. In fact, go over to the government website and to the other side website. In fact, they will even probably announce what they're doing there. I think I mentioned last time I was on your program, you know, we mentioned the website, spp.gov, that people can go to, and they will describe the Security and Prosperity Partnership with North America.
That's www.spp.gov. www.spp.gov, isn't that right?
That is correct. Okay. And on the website, it will describe what we've been talking about for quite some time now, this union between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And in that opening page, and you go on the website, they even describe the reason why we need to combine was that to fight this threat of terrorism from abroad, we need to combine to three countries, because by standing together as three countries united, we're much more stronger than individual nations.
All right.
Borders don't end anymore at Mexico or Canada. They extend beyond it now.
We would have a common border. And yeah. In other words, instead of defending our southern border from immigration or migration, we would be defending the southern border of Mexico to see people weren't sneaking in through the Yucatan area, and of course then we would be defending the Arctic Ocean up there above Canada. We would have a common border. Wouldn't that be the best way to secure ourselves against terrorism? What's wrong with this picture?
So, it is frightening, Dr. Stan, and one thing you can get if you go to that website, one component of this is that it says under the SPP that one thing that we'll do is that we're going to interchange local law enforcement with Canadian law enforcement and Mexican law enforcement to train with one another so we can become familiar with each other's law enforcement's rules and their techniques.
Maybe we can make it
kind of scary.
Maybe we could raise the standards of our police to that of the Mexican police. I mean, sometimes, Sam, I think that the whole world's gone mad. Other times, I'm absolutely certain it has. And where is the outcry from the American people? Anybody that can check this, you go to spp.gov, and this is a Commerce Department site, and all these various committees that are working on the transfer of our sovereignty to international control. And where is the outcry from Muslim Bar and from Sean Hannity? It's deafening in its silence.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Sam Antonio, and he is, of course, with the JBS, the John Birch Society. Sam, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get copies of some of the articles? Because you have an excellent website. It's called The New American, and great articles there on immigration that you have written, that our good friend Bill Jasper and yes. William Gregg and the others have written. How can people access the information? And, of course, then they can check it out and find if it's really true, because if it is, there is an organized effort to destroy this country, and it originates right at the highest levels of our government, not just with George Bush, with the leaders of both the Democrat and the Republican Party, because you would never want to give the suckers an even chance. Go ahead. How can people get in touch with your organization and get the information?
First of all, I would urge all Americans to please visit our website, and it's a brand-new website. Redesign, please go to jbs.org, jbs.org, and you can see our brand new website. From there, you can click onto our magazine. You can go online at thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com. And let me just give a quick reference to our current issue. I just got today, the August 7th issue, deals with immigration. In particular, our cover story deals with the NAFTA superhighway. So I would get all concerned Americans, your listening audience, to please visit our website at jbs.org. Or if you're not on the Internet, please call us at 1-800-JBS-USA1. But our current issue of the New American Magazine, and I'm urging people to please look at it either online or to get it and subscribe to it, we have a lot of articles on immigration. I have my recent article that I did on La Raza. Not just an article, but I took a lot of photos there. That's very condemning.
Yeah, but this is when you went to the La Raza meeting there. And
that is correct, in Los Angeles, back in July.
And go ahead. But then, of course, when you get through describing what's going on, I want you to tell us and our listeners who was there speaking at this meeting of this racist organization intent upon seizing back the land that had been taken from the Mexicans at the Treaty of Hidalgo. What was it named? Well, anyway, it was a treaty back in the 1800s.
I think it was in 1848.
1848, right. Go ahead.
Well, at this La Raza conference, both members from both sides of the aisles were present there, from Karl Rove, representing the White House, to Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa, who's a very, very radical Democrat, to Sam Brownback, who's a Republican senator from Kansas, to Bill Clinton, and the list goes on to other corporate heads, Robert Iger, the president and CEO of the Disney Company, one of the chief main sponsors. The overall sponsor for the conference was Bank of America. But it was interesting to note that both sides, both parties were represented equally, and it's amazing how both sides, both major political parties, along with corporate America, were very visible and very vocal in support for La Raza. And if a typical American were to attend the conference like I did and see this is some of the things that were there, they would be very, very shocked.
Wasn't Walmart there and a few of our other friends?
Walmart was there. State Farm was there. UPS was there. Lowe's. The list goes on and on.
And I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that the great corporations, whether they hire illegals or not, has nothing to do with it. They are dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States because they're controlled by people who have a different dream. And that is the destruction of the United States sovereignty and merging us into, first of all, a North American Union, and then a union of all the Western Hemisphere, and then a union of the world. They know exactly what they're doing. They're lying to the American people. They control both political parties and the banking and the wealth of our nation. Go ahead.
What was even more surprising to understand also, too, was the federal agencies that were present there, either as sponsors or having their exhibit booth there. And let me just read off an example here. The U.S. Army, the United States Marine Corps, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the National Security Agency all had booths there and, in fact, sponsored some of the forums. The United States Marine Corps sponsored a youth forum at this conference, and at that youth forum were the leaders of the people of the youth that demonstrated in the streets of Los Angeles, San Diego, Phoenix, all over the country. Now, this is, again, a forum of radical youth leaders who were basically in there, who were funded by the communists, sponsored by the United States Marine Corps. And you just look at this conference, you look at this, the money and the power and prestige behind this organization, which also gets federal funding. Last year, they received $15.2 million as a federal grant to support some of the get-out-the-vote efforts, La Raza's get-out-the-vote efforts.
And, of course, they are dealing primarily with illegal immigrants. They're encouraging illegal immigrants, and here we are, government funds being used to sponsor an organization that is encouraging people to break the laws of this country. What sort of madness is that? Or maybe it's not madness. Maybe they know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, the Ford Foundation helped organize La Raza back in 1968. And was it Mecha or Maldave that they organized at that time? I think it was Maldave, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Association, something like that. Go ahead.
Well, when you see the amount of money that's behind this, but also the tax-exempt foundations, like the Rockefeller, the Carnegie, the MacArthur Foundation, and when you see this, the type of money that's behind it, again, you have to ask yourself, what is behind all this? Have you gone mad? Then you finally realize you have to come to the point this is done by design. And it's incredible when you start piecing this all together, you realize that the leaders, whether it be on Wall Street or Washington, D.C., or in the halls back there, the European Union, that they're doing this by design, for their drive toward global government. And you mentioned opening your show, one of the greatest ways that you can do that is divide and conquer the American public, because when you divide us, we're not unified in our opposition or in our proposals to have a more unified nation here. It's easy for them to accomplish world government once they break us down. And La Raza is one of many other organizations that they use to do so. And it's the reason why they're so well funded and why they can put on these type of conferences where they have big heads of us, you know, from politics and also corporate heads to come out there and speak to and address their organization.
But I think you have to understand, you've got Karl Rove, assistant administrator to the President of the United States, probably the second most powerful man in the White House, well, maybe just behind Dick Cheney. And then, of course, you've got the mayor of Los Angeles, who's a radical leftist, and they're all backing the illegal immigration. The White House may say that they, you know, they are against illegal immigration, and the president has said, I don't support illegal immigration. I oppose illegal immigration. I just want everybody who's here to be able to stay here and become citizens. But that's not amnesty. I'm against amnesty. And then, of course, he also says everybody should speak English, and he's all in favor of English being the official language of our country. But if you go to his website, whitehouse.gov, you'll find that most of the president's major speeches are all there in English and also available in Spanish.
That's right. And again, we're taking the evidence that we see from the other side, Dr. Stan, and we're using this to convict them. Again, this is not something that the John Birch Society is just kind of just made up to get the American public all riled up. We've done our research. We've done extensive research, either in person or interviewing people or going to these conferences. And you know, we've looked at the other side's websites and information that's put out, and we put it all together. And again, another website that the Americans should really go on through our recent issue of the New American Magazine talks about the NAFTA Superhighway. There's a website that they can go on. It's called NAFCOcorridor.com. And on it, there's a map that shows the corridor that goes from all the way to Mexico all the way up to the Canadian border, in fact, past the Canadian border. But it just shows the connections of the corridor that runs through the United States. And again, this is something that's been proposed, and they're actually carrying it out as we speak right now.
And my understanding is that they've even started in certain places actually building some of the on-ramps for this massive corridor. It'll be as wide as 3 football fields. And its purpose is, of course, to bypass any American ports. So it'll put the longshoremen out of business. It'll put the Teamsters out of business. And everything is going to be coming to Mexican ports and then transported either by train or by truck all the way to Kansas, where it'll be first checked. In other words, we will not check anything at the border. It'll all go up to Kansas and then be disseminated from there all across America. And that way you destroy the Longshoremen Union. You destroy the Teamster Union. They've already pretty well destroyed the United Auto Workers. In fact, the General Motors is moving to Mexico. They're not telling you that, but General Motors is transferring its major production to Mexico and to China, and as many of the other major automobile producers. And the whole idea is to lower the living standards of the American people, destroy the value of their currency, and impoverish the people who once lived in the land of the free and the home of the brave. They know exactly what they're doing, don't they, Sam?
That's right. And one thing that's missing from here, and I'm going to be very interested to hear the radical environmentalists see if they come up with some opposition. The reason why they're going also this corridor is that it exempts these trucks from our environmental laws here in America. So while our truckers are still penalized under these heavy environmental laws in regards to pollution and things of that nature, trucks coming up from Mexico, majority of the trucks there drive diesel trucks that pollute very heavily, are being exempt from our own environmental laws because they're driving on a special corridor, a different highway than most of our regular truckers. And as you mentioned, it's going to put these truckers, these hard workers, these working Americans out of business. While these trucks coming in from Mexico and or departing from Canada don't have to abide by our environmental standards. And so we mentioned to see how some of these environmental groups, which I don't think we're going to see any because we know who funds most of these groups, to see if they will oppose this. But as far as right now, we hear nothing.
Well, I think it's important you raise the function. The question is, who funds the environmental movement? Who does fund the environmental movement?
These same groups that fund La Raza fund also the environmental movement because, as I mentioned before, we talked earlier, they fund groups like MALDEF and La Raza because they use race to divide and conquer the American public. Instead, they fund these, some of these radical environmental groups also because to get them on the issue of their environment, to create chaos and fear and doubt into people's minds. And that's one of the reasons why Al Gore has his movie out on the big screen now, is to propose that somehow these things that he's claiming to be are scientific, which is not. I mean, even the book that he wrote, what was it, 15, 20 years ago, Earth in the Balance, was so fraudulent in some of the claims that he made that he still hasn't to this day corrected some of those claims that he made there. But again, these are pushed forth or pushed down the American public's throats, Dr. Stan, because, again, to create chaos and certainty and some of the things that we've learned before in the past, maybe to question some of our own values. And again, that's another assault that working Americans are being bombarded with by what I call the insiders from Washington, D.C. and from Wall Street. And again, if the American public doesn't understand and become educated and take these issues and act upon it, you know, our country is going to fall under a global government, and we're going to be end up looking like the European Union, which is not looking pretty good right now. It's actually pretty disastrous. And so we need to stand up and take action here. But it's the elite, the insiders, that need to be exposed and attacked there. And we really can't be dealing with all these little fires. We need to attack the root issue, and it's these insiders who fund these radical groups, whether they're groups who protest in the street, or groups who propose these environmental laws that try to drive our business out of this country. We need to stand up and expose these organizations, like the Council on Foreign Relations, like the Trilateral Commission. I'm sure you've spoken it many times on your show before, but individuals like that need to be discussed, exposed, and really brought down from power. And the American public, really, it's their responsibility as citizens of this wonderful nation to stand up and do that. And again, Dr. Stan, there's another reason why immigration is so important, because if you're not a citizen of this country, if you don't have a political and economic and moral interest in the stake of our country, then what's the use of fighting global government? Because they can care less. That's where they get their support from. And if we're losing that, if we're losing the concern for our own country and what our founders gave to us, the founding fathers of this country, then really we're not going to have a section of the American public that's going to stand up whenever we see this drive to a world government. That's what really concerns me, the overall concern, is that we're not finding the good citizens who are, should be educated and should be standing up to this battle right now. And because the culture that we see today is changing, and it's changing rapidly, and I really fear that it's going to change for the worse.
I think you're absolutely right, Sam. Somebody had just called in and said that they had heard that Karl Rove had attended the La Raza meeting in 2005. Now, we know that he'd attended in 2006 because you were at the La Raza in 2006. Do you know anything about the 2005 La Raza meeting?
I can't recall. If I remember, the keynote speaker, and I think the 2005 was held in Philadelphia, if I remember correctly, and the keynote speaker there was the other Clinton, Hillary Clinton, was the main speaker.
And I think what people have to understand, this is actually backed by the leaders of both political parties, both the Clintons and the Bushes, and the elite want this sort of thing. Who is funding the environmental movement? Well, many times the large oil companies. Why would they fund the large oil companies? Because the environmentalists, of course, prevent oil drilling in the United States and offshore in Anwar. And it cuts down on production, and the price goes up. You limit production while the price goes up, and they made $100 billion this last year. Previous year, they only made $25 billion. So basically, if you can utilize the environmental movement to limit production and create artificial shortages and prevent building of nuclear power plants, prevent building of refineries, why you can create artificial shortages, and boy, do you make a lot of money. But the real loyalty and the real purpose, even more than making money, is the destruction of America and bringing about a new world order and a new world religion. Would you agree or disagree with that, Sam?
Oh, I totally agree 100%, because, again, the ultimate goal is, as you mentioned, a new world order, a new world religion. They need to dominate both in the political and economic arena, but also in the spiritual arena, too. They need to dominate all three of those, and that's why they are performing these acts that we've seen here. And they've been very bold here, I would claim, in the last couple of years now. They've been moving very fast. You probably know, if you look at the history of this, they have been very calculated but very slow in their moves. But now, I would say in the last couple of years, it's become very apparent they've set up the process, And I think it's due to a number of reasons. Number one, I think because they realize the American public, and our side of the debate here, the good constitutionalist Americans, are becoming informed day by day, and they realize that they have to kind of speed up their race there, the foot race that we're involved in right now, because we're becoming more educated because of shows like yourself, the Internet, so much information now so available, unlike before in the past, and groups have come about and start educating people. They realize now they have to move and complete their goal as soon as possible.
And they've got to keep our attention focused on the Middle East.
Exactly.
While we lose our freedom here at home. One more time, the website where people can actually get the material and the recent excellent article that you...
Yes, please get to our website, jbs.org, or thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com, where you can get information, and if you get hold of us, we'll... more than happy to send you out some information in regards to our organization, the Society.
And you can go to that website, newamerican.com, and you can actually pull down all their old articles on immigration.
Sure can.
And let me suggest you do that. You read them. You check out the material, and I will tell you it is absolutely correct. We are being invaded with the full help of people working in Washington, D.C.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Sam Antoni. If you'd like to get a tape, why, you can certainly order that from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. As you know, we have tapes of all the programs we do at Radio Liberty. Those we do on Genesis, American Freedom Network, you have to get from them. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get some of the material we have on immigration. We have a great four-tape set on immigration. Actually, we have two four-tape sets. with experts in this field, we actually have a book called Importing Revolution. It goes into how the Ford Foundation has been funding this whole incredible movement. If you'd like to get a free copy of the May newsletter, which deals with immigration, we'll be glad to give it to you. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have a DVD put out by Glenn Spencer called The Conquest of Aztlan. So that's 2 4-tape sets, the book, Importing Revolution, the DVD, and then, of course, my newsletter, which we'll be glad to send you free of charge. Or hopefully you want to get some of our other material, and we can send it along. Of course, you can always go to our website. It's posted up at radioliberty.com. That's the May newsletter. You need to read it. You need to make copies. I had one of our listeners made 500 copies and sent it out to his mailing list. It is probably one of the most important newsletters we've written in many years because it explains to you the significance of the logo of the Trilateral Commission. It explains to you the significance of the logo of the Trilateral Commissions, and you really need to understand that everything is in symbolism. They're very blatant about what they're doing. They just don't want you to believe that anything could be this blatant. There are people who have a different agenda. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We have a set of three pamphlets. They're only $9.95 for all three of them. Each one's about 40 pages, and they're compilations of my letters and some of the letters that Dr. Dennis Cuddy has written on the occult hierarchy that rules the world. The occult hierarchy that rules the world. There really is an occult hierarchy, and behind all the major political leaders are these other spiritual forces. Sometimes in human form and sometimes certainly ethereal, and as incredible as it seems, you have to read their material. And we've read it and we've put it into our pamphlets, The Occult Hierarchy. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We carry DVD or I guess it's a VHS in the book, Lucifer's Children. That's Lucifer's Children. We have the book, Diary of a Devil Hunter. Diary of a Devil Hunter by a man who was actually in the satanic movement, came out and is trying to warn people that this is not imaginary, it's real. These people are here and they're working within our society. And they have an entirely different orientation because they worship a different God. You need to get a 4-tape set on the supernatural. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the supernatural, because there are supernatural forces at work within our society. You need to get Alex Jones' excellent DVD. It goes into the Bohemian Grove, and we're actually carrying that. And that is Alex Jones, and you'll actually see the rituals that were carried out there. You need to get a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. It is a satanic organization, and the people, these are the leaders of our country running around naked. You'll be amazed at the revelations, and then, of course, the pagan ceremonies that they carry out with their black hoods and their candles and their strange chants and the sacrifices. Well, they're supposedly feigned human sacrifices, but then you need, of course, to get our 4-tape set by Malachi Martin, who tells you about the feigned human sacrifices they had in the basement of the Vatican. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and survival of Christian civilization. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you come.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Melissa Gray reports that on a rare day, no air raid sirens sounded, and people in Haifa started to relax slowly.
I'm standing on Ben-Gurion Avenue. It's one of the main thoroughfares in Haifa, and it's lined with outdoor cafes and restaurants. It seems to be a slow night, but I'm noticing more traffic on the street, more restaurants open than in previous weeks, and more customers there. Melissa Gray, Haifa, Israel.
Police say he's simply trying to get revenge against his former business associates by telling authorities that they were plotting to bomb the New York subways on the 4th of July. They say he was making it all up, but that the false report prompted an intense and costly terrorist investigation that stretched as far as Israel. The man, a Syrian native named Rehman al-Khatri, is now under arrest, indicted on charges of falsely reporting an incident. This is the Information Radio Network.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-335-3119. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-335-3119. That's 1-800-335-3119.
The life of a Guantanamo Bay prison guard can be nasty. Correspondent Sagar Magani has stories of hundreds of incidents of prisoners attacking their guards.
Things like eating utensils and plastic sandals seem pretty harmless, but the Pentagon says the detainees have been using those and other things as weapons.
They have a lot of time to look for ways to use the most common item.
Gitmo Executive Officer Lieutenant Colonel Mike Nicolucci says there have been hundreds of attacks. Some involve detainees throwing cocktails of bodily fluids and waste at guards.
The guards continue to walk up and down the block covered in urine, feces.
Senior Chief Petty Officer Matt Keene and other guards now wear masks to protect them from the fluids. Sagar Magani, Washington.